Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to third. Ward moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen takes first base on ball four. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullen moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullen scores. Peters moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is hit by the pitch. Pagliarani moves to third. Donaldson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball towards left. Ward catches it and throws towards third. They've got Donaldson trapped. Melton relays over to Cullen, who tags Donaldson for the double play. Pagliarani tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-1 in the game. Voss hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Melton reaches second base with a double. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullen strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webster. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Webster steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Webster scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Rudy moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Cullen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green pinch hits for Lou Krause. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 3 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Voss steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Campaneris. Voss scores. Cullen moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague juggles the ball. That's an error on Sprague. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Voss takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to third. Voss moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Monday reaches third base with a triple. Danny Cater pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Bob Locker now pitching. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Danny Cater. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.